I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thank you for being with me today. Today on the show, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Leo Sharashkin. He is the co-editor and he's the editor and co-translator of the Anastasia book series, in the Ringing Cedars book series. So we're going to talk about just what that is today. And also, I have a number of books to give away from the Anastasia series there, Anastasia Book 1, and this is going to be for everybody because Ringing Cedars is actually going to take your email, take your mailing address and mail them to you. So whether you're listening in Vancouver or from anywhere in the world, keep listening for the cue to call or to email me for your chance to win a free copy of Anastasia Book 1. Today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra, who is speaking at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre June 4th. Deepak will help you find your purpose, open your heart, and learn how uncertainty is the source of all possibility. He'll be speaking about his latest work, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, and the Ultimate Happiness Prescription, The 7 Keys to Joy and Enlightenment. And you can get tickets for that June 4th event with Deepak Chopra at Ticketmaster. And you might be listening right now on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver or online from anywhere in the world at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. So welcome to the show, Dr. Leo.
Thank you. Thank you, Marie. Thanks for the invitation to be on your show.
Yes, well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And I've been reading Anastasia Book 1, and I'm in the middle of Book 2 right now. So let's talk a little bit about, for those listeners who have never heard of the Ringing Cedars series, who is Anastasia?
Yes, thank you. The Ringing Cedars books tell the story of a Russian trader, Vladimir Megre, and describe his trips to some very remote parts of Siberia, the wilderness of Siberian forest, taiga. And according to his account, in 1995, on one of his trips, he met a woman who lives there with her family, far away from all other inhabited places. And after spending just 3 days with her, his life outlook was so dramatically transformed that he devoted the last 15 years to writing a series of books to the messages and experiences that Anastasia revealed to him.
So was Anastasia based on, like, Book 1 was based on the 3 days and then he went back, or are all the books in the series based just on those 3 days?
Yeah, it's an unfolding story, and according to his account, yes, the first book is based on the initial encounter, but then they had a child together, so he kept coming back. So the 9 volumes that now comprise the Ringing Cedars series is description of multiple visits to Anastasia there in Siberia.
So now Vladimir claims that this is a true story. Anastasia is a real woman living in the Siberian wilderness. Of course, you haven't met Anastasia, have you?
I have not met her physically, but, you know, from reading the books and editing them, I feel I got connected with her in a much more profound and meaningful way than I had a chance to connect with some people whom I physically met, including even some members of my own family. You know, to me, it showed that what matters the most is not the physical contact, but more the way your spirit, your inner experience is affected. So when people start questioning whether Anastasia really exists or not, to me personally, it does not matter so much because I can see the influence that these books are having on me, on my inner world, and on that of other people. And this is what matters the most for me. So some people read the book and actually think that it was an invention by the author, And if it were the case, we must say that it was a very good invention because it changed millions of people's lives for the better. But from personally knowing Vladimir Magret, the author, for 7 years now, I can tell you that he certainly does not give an impression of somebody who can sit down and invent a story that would captivate hearts and minds of millions of people worldwide. So I personally do think that there is a real living person, a woman, who is behind the Vladimir Magret's inspiration and information revealed in the Ringing Cedar series.
So, I want to let everyone know, actually, that you are going to be, on May 7th, you're going to be hosting a workshop here
in
Vancouver?
Yeah, on May 7th, it is, next Friday, I will be giving a public talk in Vancouver. It will be at the Canadian Memorial Church on the corner of West 15th Avenue and the Burrard Street. And if you would like to attend, you can call Interreg or just purchase a ticket at the door.
Okay, so that I'm looking at the Canadian Memorial Church and Center for Peace here in Vancouver, and they've got it. The description is that it's at the corner of West 15th and Burrard, but their address is 1825 West 16th Avenue. So I guess it's somewhere around there between 15th and 16th. I've seen it. If you're driving down 16th, just west of Burrard, I believe, you'll catch it. And that is 7 to 9:30 p.m. Friday, May 7th?
Yes, correct.
And then are you having a weekend, that's an evening event, correct?
Mm-hmm. And after that, I'm in Vancouver for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, for a two-day workshop, which we call How to Create Your Space of Love. And this whole workshop is about how to turn your dream into reality. So many people, after reading the Ringing Cedars books, are really overflowing with inspiration, but they start having of changing their life and where they are now seem to be so far apart that the whole purpose of these 2 days is to show how all of us have the power within ourselves to start making these changes in our lives step by step, and we are getting there.
So do you mind if I ask, what's the price of the evening event?
It's $25 pre-booked or $30 at the door. And if you would like to pre-book and save, you can call the number, area code 818-984-4710. And it's 818-984-4710. And also the information is available on the ringingcedars.com website where you can register electronically. It's ringing, like ringing of the bell, Cedars, like the trees.com.
Wonderful. And there's also a link to that, I believe, up on my website, or there will be by the end of the day, spiritualshow.com. And we'll talk again about the workshop at the end in case you missed that number. But I really want to get into the Anastasia books, because what is it about the Anastasia books that are changing? I mean, Vladimir, first of all, in book one, you're reading and he's like, this woman is, half the time he's like in awe of her and half the time he thinks she's nuts. and she's wanting him to write a book and he's like, I don't write, I'm not a writer. And she's like, don't worry, I'll inspire you through her psychic abilities, right? And so then he ends up writing this book and he just starts selling it on the street in, where, in Moscow?
Yeah, you know, the story behind it is as fascinating as what you read in the books, because it is true that when the manuscript of the first book, which is now an international bestseller, when the manuscript was ready, no publisher wanted to take it because they thought that the book about nature and spirituality didn't hold any best-selling potential. So Vladimir was reduced to self-publishing the book and trying to sell the first copies on a street corner in downtown Moscow, Russia, because no bookstores wanted to carry it either. And the amazing part here is that if you remember, in the very first book, in Anastasia, In this manuscript, even before it was printed and published, there was a promise of Anastasia that if Vladimir described his experiences with her, then the book would sell in the millions and make him world famous. Amazing as it may seem, this is exactly what started happening after the book was self-published in 1996. 3 years after the initial publication, it was already at the top of the Russian bestseller lists, and to date, it sold over 11 million copies, mostly by word of mouth, worldwide. Even though, you know, when I got a copy of the first book in my hands back in Russia, it was not available through the bookstores. You needed to go to some specific warehouse on the outskirts of Moscow and stand in a line of people who came there to pick up this specific book.
Wow, that I can just imagine standing in a line in Moscow trying to get this, like, practically secret book, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Wow. So one of the things in Anastasia Book 1, I mean, there's a she covers a wide variety of topics in Book 1. She even mentions how she believes aliens are able to make their, like, their spaceships
yep.
out of organic material.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest things I think that has an impact on us here living on planet Earth is the advice that she gives about planting gardens. Now, one of the things that Anastasia does in her life in the wilderness, I mean, she lives there practically naked without any shelter. She just sleeps in the trees and squirrels bring her food. I mean, it's just wild when you're reading this book. You're like, no, this can't be true. What did you think when you first read the book?
Well, you know, for some reason it sounded very authentic. And I think that the reason why it sounds authentic, even though it sounds fantastical at the same time, is because I think that deep inside our being, there is a memory of the time when we all lived this way. When we lived there complete simplicity in nature, when everything was provided to us. So I see throughout my research that many of the things that we try to create in our society or through technology are really mere imitations of the natural experiences that our ancestors enjoyed. And also, you know, when Anastasia discusses the subject of her lifestyle, she says, well, is it not surprising, is it not amazing that us humans seem to be the only creatures on planet Earth who are not capable of living in nature. You know, we need to wear clothing and construct shelter. So she's saying that she's not a wild beast, she's not an alien, she's just a human being who preserved all this ability of living a natural life on this planet Earth.
Well, I mean, beavers have shelters, right? They build little dams that they live in.
Well, of course, in the wintertime, she is described not sleeping in the middle of the snow there in Taiga. Of course, she has some shelter. I was talking about, like, a constructed shelter with hot running water and all the modern conveniences, which she is described as not having. And not only that, you know, she is explaining that when we start creating the technological gadgets, if you like, then we are removing ourselves from the natural mechanism to such an extent then the abilities that we have innate in us, they start going away just because we do not exercise our mind, we do not exercise our body. So because of her lifestyle, she claims she has preserved all these abilities that all human beings are born with.
Well, it's almost time to take a break, so we're going to be back in just a moment. I want to talk about the, are they called Dashniks?
Yeah,
Dashniks
gardeners.
They're Russian gardeners, and they have these community plots. They have private gardening plots. We'll talk about that and the impact that they make on the whole planet in just a moment. So you're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are talking with Dr. Leo Sharashkin. He is the editor and co-translator of the Ringing Cedars series. You can find them at ringingcedars.com. And I have some free copies of Anastasia Book 1 that Ringing Cedars is going to send to you if you are the first, let's say the first caller at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you would like a copy of the Anastasia books. Again, it's 604-822-2487. There's a caller on the line right now. I'll get to you in just a moment. And also, if you're listening online, the first person to email me right now at spiritualshow@gmail.com. Please email your name and mailing address, and I will forward that on to Ringing Cedars, and they can send you Anastasia Book 1. Again, spiritualshow@gmail.com. Oh, 604-822-2487. I was just going to answer that, and you're gone now. So first caller, 604-822-2487. We'll be back in just a moment with more synchronicity.
Strength.
Dignity.
Respect.
Beauty.
Self-worth.
Safety.
Confidence.
Choice.
Hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are talking with Dr. Leo, and we're talking about the Anastasia book series. And don't worry if you missed that first cue to call. I am going to be giving out books throughout the hour, probably around every commercial break. So keep listening for the cue to call and the cue to email, because the Ringing Cedars people have been very generous and have provided a number of books that they are going to send out. So if you would like to read the Anastasia book series, you can call and win a book. Hi, welcome back to the show, Dr. Leo.
Yeah, thank you, Marie.
So let's talk about the Dashniks. Now, Anastasia in the book recommends a specific way of planting your vegetables and fruits, and she says that if you do it in this way where you're coming into very close physical contact with the seeds and the plants, that there's actually a difference in the quality of the nutrients in those plants. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, great. Thank you. You know, it is exactly this part of Book 1, Anastasia, that attracted me so much to the Ringing Cedars series. Also, you know, I had read so many spiritual books, and many of them are just about bettering your inner world, but the Ringing Cedars series, the whole series, is different in how grounded and down-to-earth it is. So Anastasia is giving an advice before planting any seed of a vegetable in your garden, or even in a container on your windowsill in your apartment. You should hold the seed in your mouth for 9 minutes under the tongue so that it can be permeated by your saliva and give the seed the information about the state of your particular body and the state of your particular being. And there, she maintains that if you do it this way, then the plant will even change the chemistry and, as you said, the nutrients of its fruit to match exactly the needs of your body. To me, it really sounded very attractive as an idea. But when I started looking into that further as part of my PhD research at the University of Missouri Columbia, I discovered that almost anywhere in the world, in the indigenous traditions, there were always the rituals of applying part of your body. It could be saliva or blood or sweat or even semen to your garden, so as to create a link, as our ancestors saw it, between your body and the body of Mother Earth. And, you know, it sounds so simple, but many people write to me saying that for them it evoked almost a feeling of remembrance, that this is how the garden should be planted. So there is a more and more and more explanation in the Ringing Cedars series. But I would like just to point out that to date, our bodies no longer come from the soil of the region where we live, for the most part. You know, all the animals' bodies come from the local soil only, but we are the only creatures on this planet whose organisms are composed now or from material that's coming from all over the world. Part of what is now your body was in Latin America, a banana on a branch of a banana tree 2 months ago. Part of it was in a dairy in Wisconsin or in France or somewhere else. So, you know, we are here, but we no longer come from the local soil. So Anastasia gives the advice of how we can start reestablishing this link between us and the world of nature, to which we are intricately linked to on all levels.
So what is it about now? Anastasia says that she spends her days and sometimes her nights healing, like she is somewhat of a remote healer, and she heals the Dashniks. They are the Russian people who in Russia people have been given. Is it like a community garden or is it more private?
It's more private. The land, you can more or less hold on to this plot of land in perpetuity, or and even pass it on to your children. And it's not like a backyard garden, because most of Russian people live in apartment blocks in the cities. So it's kind of a community garden, but with a small plot of land, maybe one-tenth of an acre or like 600 square meters, assigned to you virtually in perpetuity, where not only you can plant vegetables, but also fruit trees, and even build a small summer house. And, you know, when you first read about it, well, I understand the beauty of having fresh produce, organic, coming from your garden, but, well, does it really have a spiritual significance, the way Anastasia suggests? But the more you look into that, you start realizing that if we do not grow our own food, then what freedom, what independence can we really talk about if we are dependent on the system for the very necessity of life? In Russia, even when the Soviet Union collapsed, it did not affect the livelihood of most of the people, because they do not depend on the grocery store for their staples. Today, these Russian gardeners cultivating just one-tenth of an acre of land during their free time on their weekends or during the summer holidays, they now collectively produce more food than the total of commercial industrial agriculture of the country put together. It's as important as that. They produce more food than the big commercial farms, and they feed themselves. So it creates not only this link with the local soil, but really makes people more self-reliant and independent. So at the time when the Soviet Union collapsed and the Western powers, including United States and Canada, were sending food aid to Russia, Russian people were actually more food secure than anywhere in Europe or in Japan, just because they do not depend on the grocery store for their staples. And, you know, here I see in North America there is so much stress because of the economic concerns and the state of the economy. Well, for Russians, there is much less stress, because even if they lose their employment or something, they know that they will have something to eat and feed their children with, because this is what is provided to them by Mother Earth on their small plot of land.
Well, and I don't know if you'll be surprised to learn this or not, but I was shocked. I heard the other day the apple farmers of this province here in Canada are protesting because they haven't received a raise in a long time, and so they were having some kind of sale. They were selling 5-pound bags of apples for the price that they get from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And that price is 60 cents for a 5-pound bag. That's 12 cents a pound. And if you go to the grocery store, you're paying, you know, sometimes $2 or $3 a pound for apple. And these are just regular apples, not organic. 12 cents a pound, that's all they're getting. And all of that chemical, I mean, the farmers are not experiencing abundance and wealth. They're having to use all of these chemicals and cut corners in order to make the most that they can, so that they can break even at least. And we all have to go and buy this produce that is chemically produced and mechanically produced, when these people in Russia are living off the land. And one of the things I'm reading in Anastasia book 2 right now, which is called Ringing Cedars? Is that the name of the...
The Ringing Cedars of Russia.
The Ringing Cedars of Russia is book two. And she's actually talking about the effect that these dashniks, these people, these gardeners in Russia are having on the planet Earth because they are connecting with the land. They're touching the land and the plants, and they're putting their love and their loving intent into the Earth. And what effect does that have on planet Earth?
Yeah, true, you know, because for Anastasia, she's coming from this ancient tradition where the Earth was literally seen as Mother Earth. And in Russia, it's of tremendous importance, this link to your motherland. And it is literally motherland. So Russians have traditionally treated the Earth as their mother, as a living being. So Anastasia is pointing out that, yes, this is one of the big problems, that today food is coming from the big industrial farms, and you can grow an apple or a tomato or any other piece of fruit or vegetable even without touching the earth, just operating tractors or other machinery. You don't have to touch the earth. So she sees this tremendous difference in quality between the industrial operations and the garden when you touch Mother Earth with your own hands and put in the energy to it. And according to Anastasia, like every being, every living being, Mother Earth responds. And this touch of caressing hands of millions of people in Russia has a very positive influence on her, to the point that Anastasia maintains that if all people in the world starting treating our Mother Earth with more dignity, then the earthquakes and tsunamis and other natural disasters will become less frequent, because she sees it as a kind of a response of the planet, as a kind of distress that it feels from this disconnection of her children from her, the mother.
I'm curious, though, has she, and maybe this is answered in future books, but here in North America, we have our industries. We have the oil industry. We have the agricultural industry. And it's very difficult to change those industries. Like with the oil industry, we're trying to move into more renewable resources and green energy. But there's this like push from the oil industry to kind of keep using oil and mm-hmm. delay like the expansion of, you know, the use of green energy. And I would imagine that would probably be the same, that the agricultural industry would have the same kind of reaction if we were like, oh, well, if the government was just going to give everyone in Canada their own plot of land to have their own garden, the agricultural industry would be like up in arms. So does Anastasia address like how we can move beyond that?
Yes, because, you know, in Russia, many people find their ways to get a piece of land for your garden, no matter what. And even in Canada, at one of my workshops, there was a gentleman from Toronto. And he is a student. He lives in a dormitory, and he doesn't have any money, but he wanted to start his garden. You know what he did? He posted on Craigslist that he wanted to have a plot of land for free in Toronto to grow his garden on, and he didn't even have any money to offer, but he was willing to share some of the produce with the landlord. 1 week later, he had three responses with three different plots of land to choose from. So, you know, I do think, and this is the message behind the Ringing Cedars books, that we should not be really depending and waiting for the governments or corporations or other powers to save us or give us land or do something for us. It's really within every person's power to transform our destiny on the spot. Just take the seed, plant it, and it will sprout and bear fruit for you.
Beautiful. Well, it's time for a break. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment. We are speaking with Dr. Leo. He is the editor and co-translator of the Ringing Cedars series of books based on the Anastasia phenomenon. It's a good thing to Google, and you can also find them at ringingcedars.com. And they have kindly provided a number of Anastasia Book 1 copies. So if you would like your very own copy of Anastasia Book 1, the first person to email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. Please email your name and mailing address, and I will have Ringing Cedars send you a copy of Anastasia Book 1. That's spiritualshow@gmail.com. And if you're listening here in Vancouver, the first person to call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Again, 604-822-2487. And we will be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, BC, or you may also be listening online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. So we have a winner over the phone, but I still have space here, a couple books to give away through email. So if you'd like a copy of Anastasia Book 1 to be mailed to you, please email spiritualshow@gmail.com with your name and mailing address, and the Ringing Cedars people will send you a free copy of Anastasia Book 1. Isn't that nice of them? Hi, Dr. Leo. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks. So I just want to remind everyone that you are doing a talk on next Friday night, 7 p.m.?
Yes, and it is May 7th at 7 p.m. at the Canadian Memorial Church. And it is on the corner of West 15th Avenue and Burrard Street.
And if people want to pre-register, the number is 818-984-4710, or they can buy tickets at the door.
True, but if you pre-register, you have $5 off the admission price. So it's $25 if you pre-register, or $30 at the door.
Okay, wonderful. So we were talking about Dashniks and community gardens, and the effect that it has now. As I was reading the Anastasia Book 2, she mentions how planet Earth, when it's out of alignment, when it's, you know, we cut down our trees and we pave the roads, and that's when we start to have these earthquakes and volcanoes. But I mean, there have always been earthquakes and volcanoes, correct?
Well, true, but you know, mostly what it talks about is our attitude. I do not want to judge the scientific validity of what she says, but the whole point of starting to treat the planet as a living being, with everything that we would do when we relate to living being, it really rang true with me and with many other readers of the Ringing Cedars books.
Now, you ended up getting your PhD in forestry, correct?
In forestry, and more exactly, my dissertation was on the social, economic, and even spiritual dimensions of growing your own food, on the example of the Russian gardening, Dacha movement. And I feel it's very significant, because when I started doing the research, I discovered that Russian people do not grow potatoes for the sake of having potatoes to eat. You know, it's as amazing as that. Even people who are very wealthy, who could buy all the potatoes, all the fruit, all their food for the rest of their life just with their single paycheck, like bankers from big cities. And even the Russian president, when in office, Yeltsin, he was spending his weekends planting radishes and other vegetables at his dacha. How amazing is that? So why do people do that? I discovered through my research that this spiritual feeling that you are connecting to something, you are connecting with your own roots, with your own tradition, is at least as significant a factor in people deciding to have a garden as having the staples to put on their table.
So tell us how has your life changed since you read the Anastasia books?
When I got the first book, Anastasia, in my hands, I was going to graduate from one of Russia's best business schools. And my mother got a book on the recommendation of her yoga instructor and told me, Leo, this is a very important book. You should absolutely read it. And she's giving me the book. And in Russia, Anastasia is a very common girl's name. And to make matters worse, the last name of the author, Maigret, in Russian is spelled exactly the same way as the French Maigret, the detective from the crime novels by French author Georges Simenon. So I'm looking at this book with the girl's name for the title and the last name of the author borrowed from a detective novel. I think, gosh, something must be terribly wrong with me if my mother believes that such a book can change my destiny. So I think my mother put the book on the shelf and forgot about it for 3 years. 3 years later, my wife found the book on the shelf and made me read it. And as promised by my mother, our lives took a very different course from that point onwards. Instead of continuing to make careers in the middle of a big city, working in a large company, we moved to the countryside and purchased a plot of land to set up our homestead and planted a garden and gave birth to 3 children at home. So seeing all these positive developments where now I have an opportunity to spend much more time with my family than working for somebody, I really felt inspired to share these messages with people in the English-speaking world. So I devoted the past 5 years to translating and publishing the Ringing Cedars books in the English language. And now they're starting to get the same kind of response in America, in Canada, and pretty much all over the English-speaking world, which to me shows that the messages in these books, they really resonate on the very deep level in the core of our being. They're not just attractive to Russians or to Americans or Canadians. They are attractive to human beings, period. Even when I was giving a presentation in Japan and the books are not yet available in Japanese, people in the audience were crying because they could recognize from their own culture many of the things that I was talking about in the context of the Ringing Cedars books.
So I'm curious, there's so much information in just even Anastasia book one. I'm looking forward to reading the rest of the series. But one of the things that really stood out for me, there's a couple things, is how she talks about children and how she talks about procreation. I mean, her idea is that every child should be conceived, should be planned in advance, correct?
Mm-hmm. True. Children, the most important, and amazing as it may seem, she talks about children, and it's all related to gardening, too. For example, she explains that the reason why children get bored with their artificial toys and always require new toys, new games, is because these artificial objects have no life in them. And the interaction, constant interaction with artificial toys actually is detrimental to the development of the higher abilities of the child. So she puts her children out there in nature to interact as much as possible with living nature. And I started doing, on Anastasia's advice, I started doing the same with my children. And I can see how more excited they get watching their bean sprout growing and changing every day than they playing with their Barbie dolls. really, watching the nature, it activates something within the depth of their being to the point that they become smarter, they understand more how life itself works. And this is what Anastasia's message is largely about, reconnecting to the depth of our aspirations. Like, you know, today we are carried away with the advancement of technology. Oh, look at this memory stick, such a small piece of plastic, it holds 4 gigs or whatever. But we stopped noticing the miracles that keep unfolding in front of us on a daily basis. The rising of the sun in the sky, how miraculous is that? Anastasia herself is greeting the sun every morning, and in the ancient traditions, our ancestors were not seeing the rising of the sun in the morning as granted. So when it was rising, it was a cause for a great celebration. Or the singing of the birds, or the sprouting of the seed, how miraculous is that? So she is about reclaiming all this freshness of impression that children have. And she sees that it's a crime when we turn these radiant beings, our children, into those who get interested only in the advancement of technology. Just because what we are all born with, or with all this feeling of amazement of being alive on this beautiful planet, this is, she believes, is the most important thing to conserve when you are bringing up your children. And when you read further in the Ringing Cedars books, there are some amazing relations. In book 3, The Space of Love, there is a description of an entire school in Russia. When children were given full freedom to do whatever they like, they designed, built, and decorated their own campus. Children! 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds. I went to the school myself. It's amazing. They teach each other instead of having teachers teaching them. And they cover the whole school curriculum in 1 year. By the time they're 16, they already have 1 or 2 official master's degrees from accredited universities. This is an example of our true creative potential. So Anastasia's message is all about reclaiming all these powers that lie hidden in us.
And I wanted to ask you more about the school, because these are just regular kids too. They're not gifted, especially
gifted
children.
Absolutely. There is no selection process. And when the principal of the school, Chitinin, was asked whether he had some secret, he said, no, these are ordinary children. And he says, the only difference is the attitude. Instead of approaching education as when, like, you are putting information into the heads of these ignorant creatures, his approach is the opposite. He believes that every child is born with fullness of information, with all information in the universe already encoded in our genetic code, in our genetic memory. So for the principal of this school, the whole process of education is helping every child to reveal all this information and wisdom and abilities that already lie hidden in him. And the results are simply mind-blowing. On the Ringing Cedars website, ringingcedars.com, in addition to the Ringing Cedars books, there is a documentary. You can watch it on DVD. It's a documentary called This School, Humanity's New Future. It's a documentary about this exactly school described in the Ringing Cedars series, with children created from scratch themselves with almost no adult involvement.
Amazing. I really want to see this school. I wish that we had that opportunity. I mean, here in Vancouver, we have a couple of schools for gifted children or for creative children, but there isn't, I mean, everyone gets put into this cookie cutter. You go into school in kindergarten and you're shoved into this mold, and the harder you want to be not in the mold, the harder they push you.
Mm-hmm. True. And also, you know, the principal of the school that we're talking about, where children cover the whole school curriculum in 1 year, he believes that another big problem with the Western education is that education is seen as something that you do for yourself. You need to go to school and get good grades because you will become successful in life, will earn a lot of money, or attain a social, important social rank. Well, for him, it's the opposite. Education is service. And he believes that if you put the purpose of education as only your personal material gain, this is how much will be given to you. But if you really aspire to get knowledge and skills to serve your family, your community, humanity as the whole, then all is given to you, all opportunities and all abilities start unfolding with you because the cause and the purpose for which you study is so much greater than just your own self-interest.
Well, it's time, Dr. Leo, for a break, so we'll be back in a moment. We are speaking with Dr. Leo Sharashkin. He is the editor and co-translator of the Ringing Cedars series of books. If you would like more information about them, go to ringingcedars.com. And he is also going to be in Vancouver next Friday, May 7th at 7 p.m. He'll be talking for a couple hours at the Canadian Memorial Church and Center for Peace. They're on the corner of West 15th and Burrard Street in Vancouver. That's 1825 West 16th Avenue is the address on their website. And if you would like to pre-register, you can call 818-984-4710. That's 818-984-4710. Or you can show up at the door and purchase tickets at the door as well. Again, that's May 7th, Friday night, 7 p.m., the Church, Canadian Memorial Church and Center for Peace in Vancouver. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. I have more Anastasia books to give away. So the first person to email me, spiritualshow@gmail.com, will get a free copy of Anastasia Book 1. And the first person to call me at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, 822-2487. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Thank you to the people who called in, and they are going to be getting a free copy of Anastasia Book 1. I believe there's still a chance if you are listening online or if you're in Vancouver, just email me, spiritualshow@gmail.com, and I will hook you up with a free Anastasia Book 1 that will be coming directly from the Ringing Cedars people. Again, they are at ringingcedars.com. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Leo.
Thank you, Marie.
So we just have a few minutes left in the show. There's so many questions that I have, but one of the ones that I'd like to talk about briefly is on page 173 of Anastasia, book one, she says, if a single individual wanted a second son to appear, it wouldn't. But if all of us wanted a second son, it would come. So what's your take on that statement?
Yeah, you know, I believe, and it's very good that you pointed it out, because Anastasia claims that the most powerful energy anywhere in the universe is the energy of our thought. So if we become conscious of this amazing power that lies hidden within all of us, then miracles will start to happen. We will be able to control our world and change our reality, the way we see fit, to transform it back into a garden of paradise. Because, you know, today in our Western society, we are programmed from the very early age to see only the negative side of things. I don't have a TV at home, and I do not need read even online news, but when I have to travel, you cannot escape the TV screens with CNN or other news at the airports. And what I noticed, they keep telling you about, say, 10% unemployment rate. But wait a second, 10% unemployment rate means the 90% employment rate. So it's like you're driving on the highway and you see a squirrel killed by a car, and you feel very sorry for this one killed squirrel. Well, you saw one killed squirrel. What you have not seen is maybe 1,000 living squirrels who successfully crossed the road at this point without being hit by the car. So Anastasia's one of the greatest messages is about switching our mind from the negative perception of reality to the positive one. Instead of seeing one killed squirrel, see 1,000 living squirrels. So this is what this is all about.
So when we're talking about the, if everyone on the planet wanted a second son, we could take that and say if everyone on the planet wanted their own plot of land or wanted to have completely green energy or something like that. But what if not every single person? I mean, does it have to be every single person on the planet, or does it just need to be a majority?
Oh, exactly. This is discussed later in the Ringing City series. And she asked the question, in all the cultures, there are the stories of the golden age of humankind and then the fall of man, even outside the religious context. So what mattered and what happened? And she explains that it was the kind of the thought when we started not believing in our own powers. So yes, actually, she maintains that in order for this to happen, it's not just the majority. Eventually, it needs to be universal. All of us people living on this planet realizing what the power of our thinking is. And, you know, this may be a faraway prospect, but for me, it does not prevent me from doing what I can do. Give birth to my children, give them a better upbringing, plant my garden. So Anastasia, to me, appeals greatly in all the things that are relevant to my life today. And I can see the very positive influence on the life of myself, my family, and already many, many, many people who are touched by these messages.
Well, Dr. Leo, it's just about time to close the show. I'm just going to put out your evening again. So Friday, May 7th, that's next Friday, May 7th, here in Vancouver at the Canadian Memorial Church and Center for Peace. That is 1825 West 16th Avenue, corner of Burrard Street there. And it is going to be 7 o'clock in the evening. And what are you going to be talking about?
We'll be talking about the Anastasia and the Ringing City series, and also the story of the publication, the impact these books are having on the readers, and also what all of us can do, the very simple steps we can all start making to make a huge difference in our life and the life of our family and our community and eventually all of humanity.
And that's $25 in advance if you call, where's that number again? It's 818-984-4255.
818-984-4710.
818-984-4710, or for $5 more, you can get tickets at the door next
Friday
night. And
you can also register online at ringingcedars.com website.
Wonderful. RingingCedars.com, and that will be up shortly on my website, spiritualshow.com. I do have a few more books to give away. Ringing Cedars people have been so generous with Anastasia Book 1. They've given me a whole slew of them to give away to you. So keep listening. I'm going to give you the cue to call in a moment. And you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com for your chance to win a copy of Anastasia Book 1. So, Dr. Leo, is there anything that you would like to close the show with? What would you like to leave us with?
You know, when I was reading the Ringing Cedars series myself, I was amazed at how simple everything that she talks about is. So one of the things that I got from reading the first book is listening to the heartbeat of your loved one. You know, today we are all listening to manufactured music or to the noises of our cities we live in. But spend just a few moments listening to your child's heartbeat or to the heartbeat of your loved ones, and you will be amazed at the influence it has on you, because compared to the manufactured music we all listen to, this is probably the most sacred and the most powerful sound on planet Earth. So this may be your first step toward regaining the simplicity and the joy of living that Anastasia talks about throughout the Ringing Cedars series.
Wonderful. And I just want to let everyone know, too, that you can win a free copy of Anastasia Book 1. And I know a lot of people are wanting to order the books off ringingcedars.com, and you can certainly do that. And also, if you're in Vancouver, they are at the library. There's a super long wait for them, but it is possible if money is tight, you can access these through the public library as well. So again, that's ringingcedars.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Leo, for being on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's been my pleasure too. Thank you, Marie. You are a wonderful host.
Thank you so much, Dr. Leo. Take care and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Dr. Leo Shirashkin. He is the editor and co-translator of the Ringing Cedars series of books. And if you're just tuning in, or you tuned in late, the Anastasia series is about a woman who lives in the Siberian wilderness, and without a lot of shelter or anything, she just lives off the land. She communes with nature and with the animals, and the animals really serve her. I mean, she has such an interesting relationship with the animals. This book is fascinating, and it is said to be a true story. Vladimir, the guy who wrote the book originally in Russian, he is the one who actually went to the Siberian taiga wilderness, and he ended up having a child. He has a son with Anastasia, and so this went on for 9 books so far. He's been speaking with and having a relationship with this woman, and it's just fascinating. So thank you so much, Dr. Leo, for being on the show. Today's episode is sponsored by Deepak Chopra, and he is coming to speak at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre June 4th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster, of course, and Deepak is always interesting to hear, so he'll be coming here in June, on June 4th. So thank you, Deepak, for sponsoring the show today. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for being with us today, and take care of yourself. If you would like a free copy of Anastasia Book 1, I do have a couple copies left. So give me a call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, or you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com. We're going to close the show with the Moondrops, Michel Dumond. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.